各位弟兄姐妹朋友来宾主日平安
Brothers and sisters, peace to you
圣诞快乐
Merry Christmas
大家都知道圣诞节马上要到新年也就在眼前了
Everyone knows that Christmas is almost here and New Year's is just around the corner
商场里张灯结彩鼓励人们去血拼
Shopping centers are filled with festive lights encouraging people to shop
血拼还不光是 shopping有流血作战的意思。
Oh, it's not just shopping, but it's fighting a war. It's, you know, people bleed over buying things.
这是一年中人们买礼物、送礼物的季节。
This is a season of the year where people are buying gifts and giving gifts.
通常送礼的时候呢，都重视礼物的包装。那个礼物越贵重呢，包装也越奢华。
Usually when people give gifts, they emphasize the packaging because a more expensive gift usually has a more lavish packaging.
中国人的文化当中甚至有买椟还珠的典故，说的是只看包装，错过了礼物的憾事。
In Chinese culture, there's a saying of buying the box but returning the treasure inside, where people put so much emphasis on the packaging that they miss the gift inside.
所以包装其实不重要，最重要的是礼物。
So packaging is actually not the most important thing. The most important thing is the gift.
2000年前伯利恒马槽里的婴孩是上帝送给我们的礼物。
2000 years ago, the infant in Bethlehem's manger was God's gift to us.
当上帝把他宝贵的救恩当作礼物送给我们的时候，是怎么包装的呢？
When God gave his salvation as the most precious gift to us, how did he package it?
当耶稣基督第二次再临人间，把恩惠、平安、荣耀赐给我们的时候，那个上帝的礼盒是什么样子的？
When Jesus comes a second time to give us peace, grace, and glory, what will the gift box that this comes in?
让我们一起来读《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第一章三到十二节。
Let us read together 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 3 to 12.
这十节经文在原来的希腊文当中有207个字，是完整的一句话。
These 10 phrases contain 207 words in the original Greek. It's a complete phrase.
其中不仅感恩，而且夸赞。再加上安慰、勉励和带导，如泉水般涌出，一气呵成。
In this phrase, not only are there thanksgiving, but there are compliments, comfort, encouragements, and prayer, all pouring forth like a fountain in one breath.
所以我们要尽可能读得连贯，努力去体会保罗那时候心中的激情和爱意。
So that we need to read it coherently, so that we can understand the passion and the love in the heart of the Apostle Paul.
因为是一句话，我们就不断开。
Because it's one phrase, we will not separate it. We'll read together.
我读英文的，如果你我读中文的，如果你读中文，跟着我读；如果你读英文，跟着 Wesley 读。
Okay, Pastor Gary will be reading in Chinese, and I'll be reading in English. If you read Chinese, please follow Pastor Gary, and if you're reading in English, please follow me.
我们的荧幕上没有英文是吗？那就请读英文的弟兄姐妹打开你的 Bible 或者你的 iPad、iPhone， 然后来跟我们一起来读。
We don't have the English translation on the screen, so if you read in English, please open your Bibles or your iPhones to read along.
好，我们来读，请。
Let's read together.
弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神，这本是合宜的，因你们的信心格外增长，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。甚至我们在神的各教会里为你们夸口，都因你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中仍旧存忍耐和信心，这正是神公义判断的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国。你们就是为这国受苦，神既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人，也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现，要报应那不认识神和不听从我主耶稣福音的人，他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦离开主的面和他全能的荣光。这正是主降临要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信的神上显为稀奇的那日子。因此我们常常为你们祷告，愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召，又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所成的功夫，叫我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀， 你们也在他身上得荣耀，都照着我们的神并主耶稣基督的恩。哦，英语念还更快啊。
English is a little bit faster than Chinese.
这个长句啊，字数虽然多，但是它只有一个中心意思。
This phrase, even though it has many words, there's one central meaning to it.
那就是要在信心上坚定，等待主耶稣基督的荣耀再临。
And that is to be firm in your faith and wait for the Lord's second coming, glorious return.
经文中讲到了恩惠、平安和荣耀这三样，这是上帝在末世送给我们的大礼包。
The scripture speaks of God's grace, peace, and glory, and this is God's greatest gift package to His sons.
也是他给我们最大的恩典和最终的祝福。
And it's His utmost grace to us and the final blessing to us.
可是，通向上帝的路并不平坦。与恩惠、平安、荣耀形成鲜明的对比，长句中出现的是逼迫、患难和受苦。
However, this path to God is not a smooth one.There's a stark contrast with grace, peace, and glory when Paul talks about persecution, affliction, and suffering.
其中患难出现的频率最高，有四次之多。
In the midst of it, we see affliction the most appearing four times in this phrase.
如果你在教会待得够久，你一定听到过这句话，就是苦难是化了妆的祝福。
Those who have been in church for a long time have surely heard of the phrase.That suffering is a blessing in disguise.
这句话用在这儿正合适。
This is most fitting here.
上帝的礼物，耶稣基督的救恩，胜过世间一切的珍宝，却不是以黄金钻石来做装饰。上帝的礼物竟然是以苦难来包装的。
God's gift, the salvation of Jesus Christ, is the most precious gift to us. But this treasure is not decorated by gold or diamond, but it's packaged by suffering and difficulties.
当时的帖撒罗尼迦教会正处在患难、苦难、逼迫之中，对他们最好的安慰和鼓励就是把苦难的奥秘告诉他们。
At the time, the church of Thessalonica faced many afflictions, and to them, the best comfort and encouragement comes from knowing the secret of facing such difficulties.
人们的天性都是怕苦的，良药苦口要包上糖衣才能下咽。
Now, people naturally fear bitter, difficult things. There's a saying that good medicine tastes bitter and often needs to be coated with sugar in order to tolerate it.
但是在回归上帝的恩典的路上，苦难却是必经之途。
But on the path to return to God's grace, difficulties is a must.
正像保罗在以弗所书中说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Just like Paul said in the book of Ephesians, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we might walk in them.
这里的工作就是作品的意思。上帝是艺术大师，我们是他的杰作。
Workmanship here implies his creation. God is the artist, and we are his masterpiece.
他刚才说的是 masterpiece. 那我们互相看看。让我们不光看外表，看看内心，看我们有 masterpiece 的样子吗
？So take a look around, and not only at your outer appearance, but also look in our hearts. Do we look like masterpieces?
啊，别看我，我知道我不配啊。
Please don't look at me because I know I'm not fit to be called such.
上帝借着苦难来破碎我们，破碎之后又用他的恩手来重新塑造。
God uses difficulties to break us, and then He remolds us by His gracious hand.
让我们渐渐的有一点基督的样式。
So then we can be more and more like His Son Jesus Christ.
苦难对我们有好处。
Difficulties are beneficial for us.
保罗在这段经文中的勉励包含了三个方面。
Paul's exhortation here has three different aspects.
彼此相爱，同得平安和成就良善。
It's to love one another.To receive peace and to fulfill good.
所以第一个方面，经过苦难彼此相爱。
First is through difficulties, love one another.
在刚才经文的第三、第四节，保罗高度评价帖撒罗尼迦人，把他们作为各教会的榜样。
In verses 3 and 4, Paul compliments the Thessalonians, calling them the model for all churches.
特别夸奖他们在受逼迫患难的时候，众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
He especially commends them that even under persecutions and afflictions, that the love of every one of you for one another is increasing.
当然，保罗也称赞了他们的信心和忍耐，但是信心跟忍耐啊就比较抽象。
Of course, Paul also commends them for their faith and perseverance, but faith and perseverance are more abstract.
彼此相爱是能够看得见、感受得到、能够衡量的指标。
But love for each other is something that can be seen, felt, and can be measured.
这个彼此相爱和信心是什么关系呢？
So what is the relationship between loving one another and faith?
有人问，为什么你总说因信称义而不说因爱称义呢？
Some people ask, why do you always talk about righteousness by faith and not righteousness by love?
难道信才是最大的吗？
Is faith the greatest?
我回答说，不是因为信最大，而是因为信是望和爱的基础。
I answer, it's not because faith is the most important or the greatest, but it's because faith is the foundation of hope and love.
没有信，你就爱不出来。
Without faith, there is no love. You cannot love.
2010年11月20号
On November 20th of 2010,
广东东莞市有一位姓韩的母亲
In the city of Dongguan in China, there was a mother by the name of Mrs. Han.
把她一对亲生的双胞胎儿子淹死在浴缸里，然后自己服毒自杀未遂。
She drowned her twin sons in a bathtub and committed suicide afterwards.
在她在人们的心目中啊，曾经是模范母亲。
This mother was once a model mom in people's eyes.
这两个孩子因为早产而脑瘫。
Her two sons, due to premature delivery, suffer severe brain damages.
母亲辛辛苦苦的、尽心尽力的照顾了这孩子十三年。
She poured out her heart to take care of her sons for 13 years.
最后还是撑不下去了。
But was unable to continue on.
这是轰动一时的叫慈母逆子案。
This is a very popular incident at the time called loving mother drowning her sons.
这个就折射出了人性中母爱的脆弱和社会关怀系统的缺失。
And this case reflects how fragile mother's love can be, as well as the lack in social support programs.
没有神，没有信，纵有伟大的母爱，也忍耐不住，也坚持不下去。
Without God, without faith, without a hope of eternal life, even something as great as mother's love will reach a breaking point at some time.
谈到彼此相爱，我们大概要注意有三个方面。
When we talk about loving one another, we talk about three different things.
第一，彼此相爱从认识上帝开始。
First, love one another begins with knowing God.
这就是信。
And this is faith.
爱是上帝的永恒属性，上帝是爱的起点，它既是爱的源头，又是爱的本体。
Love is the characteristic of God. God is the beginning of love. He is the source of love and also the embodiment of love.
上帝的爱与人的爱不同。上帝的爱不是以利己为目标的，也不是靠利益来维系的。
God's love is different from people's, from man's love. It's not self-seeking, nor is it sustained by profit.
上帝的爱是无条件的、不改变的爱，是牺牲、舍己的爱。
God's love is unconditional, unchanging. It is also a sacrificial love.
爱是上帝的历史性礼物。
Love is God's historical gift.
上帝差他的爱子耶稣基督2000年前在马槽里来到世上，是为了我们可以得到生命。
He sent his son Jesus Christ 2000 years ago in the manger so that we might have life.
他的儿子来是为我们的罪做挽回祭。
His son came to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins.
这是爱的本质，就是为了对方的好处而舍弃自己。
This is love's true nature. It's one that sacrifices ourselves for the good of others.
彼此相爱不是人际沟通的技巧的问题，也不是情商的问题，彼此相爱是生命的问题。
Loving one another is not a matter of communication skills or EQ, but it's a matter of life.
第二，彼此相爱靠与主相交培育。
Secondly, loving one another is developed through our relationship with the Lord.
在彼此相爱的时候，我们不是期待对方改变，别人对我更好一点。
When we love another, it's not expecting someone else to change, someone else to treat me better.
而是我们众人要一起追求在主里面，也就是追求每个人自己与主的关系。
But it is everyone seeking to live within the Lord. In other words, each person pursuing our relationship with the Lord.
彼此相爱靠的是与上帝联合，住在主里，活在上帝的爱里。
Loving one another depends on unity with God, being in the Lord, living in His love.
住在上帝里面是相爱的能力，也是相爱的结果，更是圣灵运行的果效。
Being in the Lord is the power to love one another, And it's the result of loving one another, and it's also the fruit of the Holy Spirit at work in us.
彼此相爱不是知识的问题，而是与主关系的问题。
Loving one another is not a matter of knowledge, but it's a matter of our relationship with the Lord.
第三，彼此相爱以爱人如己来衡量。
Third, loving one another is measured by loving our neighbors as ourselves.
耶稣在论及律法和先知一切道理的总纲时候，他说到两条：第一是要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神；说其二也相仿，就是爱人如己。
When Jesus spoke of the laws and the prophets, he often spoke of two things. First is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
对上帝的爱要在爱弟兄，就是彼此相爱当中表达出来。
Our love to God needs to be expressed by our love for each other.
不知道大家注意到没有，爱主啊，比爱弟兄容易得多。
I don't know if everybody has noticed that loving the Lord is a lot easier than loving one another.
我们眼中的弟兄往往是缺点一大堆，乏善可陈，怎么爱得起来呢？
Our brothers and sisters in our eyes is always lacking in some ways, always full of shortcomings. So how can we love them?
所以彼此相爱，首先要想到自己有亏欠，同时要看别人比自己强。
So loving one another, we need to see ourselves first as debtors and to count others more significant than ourselves.
彼此相爱，说易行难，不是我们自己能做什么，而是靠住在我们里面的主耶稣的帮助才能做得出来。
Loving one another is easy to talk about, but it's hard to do. It's not something that we can simply do, but it's dependent on Christ, who is alive in us, that we are able to do it.
几年前我母亲病重的时候，
A few years ago, when my mother was severely ill,
因为她老年失智的缘故，她成了整个医院住院部里最难护理的病人。
Because of dementia, she was the most difficult patient to take care of in the inpatient department.
护工都不愿意干，有几天就几乎找不到护工来护理她，你出钱也没用。
None of the caretakers wanted to take care of her. Even if we offered them money, they would not take care of her as well.
在我们最困难的时候，是北京教会的牧者和弟兄姐妹极其热情地伸出了他们帮助的手。
During our most difficult time, it was the pastors, the brothers and sisters in the Beijing church that reached out to us, that helped us through that time.
让我们能够度过那个难关。
That we were able to go through that difficult time.
那种因为同是基督的儿女而生发的深情厚爱，如果你没有经历过，你很难完全体会明白。
This kind of deep compassion and love that comes from our relationship in Christ together, you know, for someone who doesn't know Christ, is hard to understand.
而神的儿女在患难之中所表现出来的那种坚韧不拔的彼此相爱，成了照亮这个黑暗被谬时代的明光。
The perseverance and love shown by God's sons and daughters for each other in the midst of difficult times, this is a beacon of light that shines in the midst of a dark and twisted world.
所以第一个方面，经过苦难彼此相爱。
So first is through difficulties, love one another.
第二，经过苦难同得平安。
Second, through difficulties, receive peace.
帖撒罗尼迦的信徒，刚才经文中说，在一切，在所受的一切患难中，仍存忍耐和信心，并且众人彼此相爱的心也都充足，因此保罗夸奖他们。
The believers in Thessalonica, in all persecutions, remain steadfast and faithful, and also increase in their love for one another.
在福音如火如荼传开的时候，也是各种罪恶势力疯狂反扑的时候，也是教会大受逼迫患难的时候。
So while the gospel was spreading like wildfire, this is also a time when evil was prevalent and the church was being persecuted.
保罗、希拉曾在腓立比被一个靠巫鬼施法术的使女的主人诬陷。那被剥光了衣服，用棍子打，脚上上了脚镣，然后关入监牢，吃了许多的苦。
Paul and Silas were once accused in Philippi by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination, and they were stripped, beaten, put in chains, and thrown in prison, and suffered.
他也遇到不信的犹太人心里记恨，招聚流氓，这个聚众闹事的事情，遭了许多的难。
They were also targeted by unbelieving Jews and were attacked.And suffer even more.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书当中，保罗把前书的第一句的问候，在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会改成，在神我们的父主耶稣基督里的教会。
In 2 Thessalonians, Paul changed his greeting from to the church in God the Father, to the church in God our Father.
特意加上了我们的这三个字。
He purposefully added the word our.
他强调的是什么呢？
Emphasizing what?
就说我们教会是一个信仰、使命、生命三个方面的共同体。
Saying that the church is a community of faith, missions, and life.
现在我们经历苦难，不是说一个人经历苦难，一个人经历苦难是大家的苦难。我们现在经历苦难，将来到了主耶稣荣耀复临的那一天，也必一同享受荣耀和平安。
Saying that as we face difficulties now, not just one person facing difficulties, but the whole church facing difficulties together, that in the future they will also share in the glory and peace that comes when the Lord Jesus returns together.
第五节特别说啊，说这是神公义判断的明证。
Verse 5 specifically says that this is the evidence of God's righteous judgment.
说的是基督徒在逼迫患难当中，如果仍然彼此相爱，仍然存忍耐和信心的生命经历，这就见证了神的公义。
Refers to Christians that in the midst of persecution, that as they love one another, as they remain steadfast, this testifies of God's righteousness.
奇怪吗？基督徒受苦怎么能说明神是公义的呢？
Isn't that strange? How can Christian suffering be explained by God's righteousness?
这太不对了，神应该让基督徒在世上飞黄腾达。
That sounds wrong. God should give Christians great success in the world.
别人得癌症，我们不得。
Others might have cancer, but Christians will not.
别人失业，我们不失业。
Others will lose their jobs, but Christians will not.
别人很穷，我们不差钱。
Others are poor, but Christians are not lacking.
这好像才符合我们心中公义的标准吗？
That seems to match our standard of what righteousness is.
但是不，世上的成功不代表神的公义，注重成功。是人的功利。
But no, the success of the world is not God's righteousness. This is only man's doing.
保罗讲了两个神的公义的两个方面。
Paul talks about God's righteousness in two ways.
第一，神的公义有明证。
First, God's righteousness has proof.
铁成基督徒的这些信心和忍耐从哪儿来的呢？全是从神的爱中来的。
What does the faith and perseverance of the Thessalonians come from? It comes from God's love.
因为他们明白了基督为他们，也是为我们的罪死在十字架上，并且死而复活了。
Because they understood that Jesus died for their sins and our sins on the cross and is risen from the dead.
所以他们有了承受苦难的能力。
So they had the ability to endure sufferings.
请大家注意啊，是承受苦难的能力。
Please take note that they had the ability to endure suffering.
神的公义不是把苦难拿走，
God's righteousness does not take away suffering，
而是让神的儿子替我们经受苦难，
but he let his son suffer in our place，
而后让神的儿女获得一种奇妙的能力，就是在苦难中仍然能够向神歌唱，这才是公义当中的恩典。
So that God's sons and daughters can receive this power that allow us to sing in the midst of suffering. This is the grace of his righteousness.
1994年11月8号的上午，
On November 8th of 1994,
有一辆 minivan 行驶在芝加哥北面的94号高速公路上。
There was a minivan driving on Chicago's I-94 highway.
突然从前面的卡车上掉下来一个18英寸长的金属支架。
When all of a sudden an 18-inch beam fell from the truck in front of it.
那个金属支架落地后呢，就翻滚弹跳。
This beam hit the ground and started bouncing around.
打在这个 minivan 的油箱上。
And hit the gas tank of the minivan.
车子瞬间被大火吞没。
And all of a sudden the car is engulfed in flames.
车上有5个孩子，最大的11岁，最小的出生刚刚6个星期。
There were 5 children in the car, the oldest being 11 years old, and the youngest was only 6 weeks old.
全都在事故中死亡。
And all passed away in the incident.
开车的父母勉强逃出火焰，身上脸上多处2度烧伤。
The parents escaped the flames but suffered second-degree burns on their faces and their bodies.
这个父亲叫做 Dwayne Scott Willis， 是教会的牧师，也做过宣教士。
This father's name was Dwayne Scott Willis, and he was a pastor for church and also a missionary before.
这一桩事故当时引起了很大的社会关注，既有关爱，也有很多的疑问，也有很多的冷嘲热讽。
This incident received a lot of attention, and many people offered encouragements, but others also questioned.
神怎么会允许这样一个悲剧发生在一个敬虔的牧者家里呢？
How can God allow such tragedies to befall a faithful pastor's family?
Willis 牧师和他的妻子叫 Janet， 裹着纱布出现在了记者和摄像机的面前。
Pastor Willis and his wife Janet, they were in bandages and they appeared before the reporters.
虽然心中痛楚，但是脸上仍然镇定从容。
Even though they had much pain in their hearts, they still appear very calm on the outside.
牧师引用了诗篇第34篇，我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必常在我口中。
The pastor quoted Psalm 34, saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise should continually be in my mouth.
他接着说，神是美善的，他给予，他也收回。我们虽然心中难过，但是却不像没有指望的人。
And he says, God is gracious and good. He gives and he takes away. Even though our hearts are saddened, we are not without hope.
这就是神公义的明证。
This is proof of God's righteousness.
这就是为神的国受苦，而且配得神的国的权势。
This is the meaning of suffering for his kingdom, to be worthy of his kingdom.
我的论文指导老师是一个极其聪明，而且有两个学位的教授。
My professor for my doctorate thesis, he was an extremely smart man. He had 2 doctorates.
别人好不容易得一个，他得俩。
People, you know, spend a lot of time to get one, and he has 2 doctorates.
所以我们说他是博士的平方。
So he's a doctorate square.
他在救恩的门口徘徊了十多年。
He was on the doorstep of receiving salvation for some 10 years.
后来就因为在电视上看到 Willis 牧师夫妻的见证。而决志信主，心里大受震撼。
After seeing the testimony of Pastor Willis on TV, he was moved in his heart to believe in Jesus.
他说这是信仰的力量。
He said this is the power of faith.
20多年过去了，这位过去专业的慕道友现在在教会做长老。
After 20 years, this former seeker is now an elder of the church.
神的公义的第二个方面是神的公义有报应。
God's righteousness has a second aspect to it.
第六节上说，神必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人。
And as God's righteousness has retributions, and he says he will repay with affliction those who afflict you.
这个报应啊，也有两个方面。
This retribution also has 2 aspects.
第一呢，是分别，把跟随神的人与不认识神，也就是不听从神福音的人。分别开来。
First is a distinction between those who follow God and those who do not know Him. In other words, those who do not believe in the gospel of Jesus.
你知道恶人最大的报应是什么呢？是在神的眼中被定为恶人。
You know, what is the greatest repercussion for evildoers? That's to be labeled as an evildoer in God's eyes.
第二是刑罚，就是永远的沉沦。
The second is the punishment, which is an eternal destruction.
前一个出在第八节，这个后边这个在第九节。
It appears in verse 8 and also appears in verse 9.
神的公义是审判，是惩罚，神要追讨一切罪恶，而且除掉所有的败坏。
God's righteousness is judgment, is punishment. He will judge every evil. He will remove all corruption.
神的惩罚不是什么上刀山、下油锅之类的，在民间传说那个迷信中臆想出来的东西。
God's punishment is not just some physical punishment as people might imagine it.
神的最终的惩罚是完全的分离。
His final punishment is a complete separation.
第九节说的，离开主的面和他全能的荣光。
Verse 9 says, away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might.
完完全全的分离。
It's a complete separation.
因为有人跟我说，下地狱就下地狱呗，和几个打麻将的朋友一块去，凑成一桌也蛮不错的。
You know, some people say it's not a big deal to go to hell. You know, just gather up some friends and we can play mahjong together.
这想错了。
This is wrong.
经文中说永远的沉沦，离开主的面和他全能的荣光，指的是完全堕落，丧失一切使生命值得活下去的东西。
When the scripture talks about eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord, this is a complete damnation, losing everything that makes life worth living for.
当那个分离来临的时候，友谊、亲情、快乐、欢悦、满足，一切美好的事情，这些从神那儿来的事情都没有了。
When the separation comes, friendship, family, joy, happiness, satisfaction, All these good things are gone.
沉沦意味着隔绝，神收回这一切，而且是永远的。
Destruction means separation. God takes back all these good things for eternity.
耶稣说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Jesus said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom.
他在走向十字架之前，他鼓励门徒要信心坚定，不怕苦难的时候，有一句话特别有名。
As he was going to the cross, he encouraged the believers to be firm in their faith and not fear suffering.
他说，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
And he said this famous phrase, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
患难中哪来平安呢？
Where does peace come from in the midst of suffering?
因为主耶稣也受苦，我们在他里面，再大的苦，再大的难，他与我们同走过。
Because the Lord Jesus also suffered while we are in him. Any suffering, any difficulty, he has experienced it with us.
而且主已经得胜，还要带领我们经过苦难，最终进入他的永恒的荣耀。
And the Lord has already won, and he will lead us through suffering into his final glory.
这种平安才是真平安，这个平安有三个方面的特征。
This peace is true peace, and there are three characteristics of it.
第一，真平安是心中有准备，能够面对风浪。
First, true peace has preparation in your heart. It allows you to endure the storms of life.
信耶稣不是进了保险箱，风雨不侵，刀枪不入。
Now, believing in Jesus is not like being put in a security box when no harm will come to you.
耶稣说过，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Jesus once says, if anyone will come after me, let him take up his own cross and deny himself and follow me.
十字架意味着受苦，也意味着得胜。
The cross signifies suffering, but also signifies victory.
耶稣在十字架上为你为我的罪受苦，并在十字架上战胜死亡。
Jesus suffered on the cross for your sins and my sins, but it was also on the cross that he conquered death.
同样的，当我们经历了困境和苦难，仍然持守我们的信仰的时候，我们最终也必与主同享得胜的喜悦和得胜的荣耀。
In the same way that as we encounter hardships and difficulties and still hold on to our faith, we'll also receive the joy and glory in our God's victory.
第二，真平安是心中有把握，知道主必保守。
Secondly, true peace is having assurance in your heart, knowing that God protects.
神允许艰难困苦临到我们，是为了培养、锻炼我们坚韧不拔的属灵品格。
God allows hardships and difficulties to come upon us in order to grow us and refine our spiritual nature.
这种坚韧是建立在对神的保守有把握的信心之上的。
The steadfastness is built upon a faith that is assured of God's protection.
神是慈爱的主，他永远不撇弃他的儿女。
God is a loving Lord. He does not forsake his sons and daughters.
耶稣升天以后，拆下他的保惠师，圣灵保惠师，做我们的代祷者，做我们的帮助和保护。
After Jesus ascended into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit as our intercessor, as our helper, as our protector.
而且耶稣自己坐在父神宝座的右边，时刻为我们祷告祈求。
And Jesus himself sits at the right hand of God the Father and is constantly interceding on our behalf.
所以我们能够在苦难和逼迫中不丧胆，依旧有行动的勇气和内心的平安。
So that we do not lose heart in the midst of sufferings, but we have the courage to take action and have peace in our hearts.
这是因为心中有把握，全能的主是我们的保护者。
This is because we have assurance in our hearts that the Almighty God is our protector.
第三，真平安是心里有确据，坚信已得救赎。
Third, true peace is having certainty in your heart, knowing firmly that we have received salvation.
认识耶稣的身份和他在地上的工作，像在我们歌中刚刚唱的 Emmanuel, 神与人同在，这会给我们带来真正的平安。
Knowing who Jesus is and knowing just like as we sang in the song Emmanuel that God is with us, this brings us true peace.
知道耶稣是谁，而且对他有信心，这会带来什么呢？这会带来真正的悔改。
Knowing who Jesus is and having faith in him, what does this bring to us? This brings true repentance.
会让人全心的信靠耶稣并一生跟随他，这是什么？这就是永生。
Leading one to wholeheartedly depend on Christ and follow him. And what is this? This is eternal life.
这就是救恩，这是真正的平安的。 泉源。
This is salvation, and it is the source of true peace.
最后第三个方面，我们要讲经过苦难成就良善。刚才我们讲是经过苦难同得平安，现在要说成就良善。
Lastly, third, we see through difficulties we fulfill good. We just talked about through difficulties receive peace, and now it's through difficulties fulfill good.
就像良药苦口，苦难对我们的灵命成长是有益处的。
Just like good medicine is bitter, afflictions are beneficial to our spiritual growth.
保罗呢还讲了两个配得。
Paul speaks of two different worthies in this passage.
一个呢是配得神的国，在第五节。
One is in verse 5, worthy of the kingdom of God.
第二是配得所蒙的召，就是第十一节。
Two in verse 11 is to be worthy of his calling.
要肯为神的国受苦，才配得，才能真正的进入永生，经历神国的祝福。
We need to be willing to suffer for God's kingdom in order to be worthy of his kingdom and to truly enter eternal life.
我多次听老一辈传道人讲这个故事。
I often hear older missionaries tell this story.
一个农民进了城。找到教会的牧师说我要信耶稣。
A farmer entered into a town and found the pastor of a church and said, I want to believe in Jesus.
牧师很高兴，领着他做决志祷告。
The pastor is very glad and he leads the farmer in praying and accepting Jesus.
祷告完了，农民问水牛在哪。
After the prayer, the farmer asked, where is the water buffalo?
原来教会建筑物上的霓虹灯有几处不亮了。
Turns out the neon sign on the church had a few broken lights.
那原来写的是信耶稣得永生。
So originally it wrote, believe in Jesus to receive eternal life.
红灯不亮了，永上缺了一点，生下少了一横，就变成了信耶稣得水牛。
And the light's broken, and so now it says, believe in Jesus to receive water buffalo because it's missing a few key strokes in the Chinese character.
我有一次在网络上讲到。
I found this on the internet.
讲完以后在网上与听众互动。
After I spoke on the internet one time, I had a time of Q&A.
就有人递条子问我说成功神学有什么不好啊。
And someone asked me, what is wrong with the prosperity gospel?
我说是啊，成功没什么不好。
I said, true, there is nothing wrong with prosperity.
但是世上的以成功为人生的目标却会与神的国失之交臂。
But if we set worldly prosperity as our goal in life, we'll surely miss God's kingdom.
让我再说一次啊，就是你以世上的成功为你人生的唯一目标，会让你与神的国失之交臂。
Let me say it again, that if you set worldly success as your goal in life, you will miss God's kingdom.
成功神学与福音真道的区别是什么呢？就是水牛和永生的区别。
What is the difference between prosperity gospel and the true gospel? It's the difference between water buffalo and eternal life.
虽然只有两笔不同，但差若毫厘，谬之千里。
Even though it's only missing two strokes in the character, the difference in meaning becomes drastically different.
我们不必去追求世上的成功，却要追求两个方面的成就。
We don't need to pursue worldly successes.But we do need to pursue two fulfillments.
这是刚才保罗的祷告中向神求的。
And this is what Paul asked for in his prayer.
在第十一节。
In verse 11.
成就你们一切所羡慕的良善。
First is to fulfill every resolve for good.
第二是一切因信心所做的功夫。
And second is every work of faith.
这个世界呀，我们什么都不缺，最缺的是人内心的安宁。
This world doesn't lack much except for peace in people's hearts.
这个世界什么都不少，少的是人心中的良善。
This world misses nothing except for goodness in people's hearts.
我的一个好朋友，他的外婆从小就信主。
A good friend of mine, his grandmother believed in the Lord since she was young.
文革的时候，
during the Chinese Cultural Revolution,
周围人就问他说：“你说说，是毛主席大还是上帝大？”
Other people asked her, "Who is greater, Chairman Mao or God?"
外婆认真地想了一下，毛主席是人，他是被神所造的，当然是上帝大。
And his grandmother considered for a moment, and she said, "Well, Chairman Mao is a man, and is made by God, so God is greater."
结果判刑九年。
As a result, she was sentenced to prison for 9 years.
在狱中待了九年，该要出狱了。
After 9 years, she's about to be released.
又有人不怀好意地来问，你说说他俩谁大
？Someone.comes up to her and mischievously asks her who is greater.
外婆的答案不变， 还是上帝大。
The grandmother does not change her answer. She still says, God is greater.
结果又判了九年。
And then she received another 9 years in prison.
18年牢狱之苦，外婆高高兴兴地度过。
Even though she was in prison for 18 years, she spent this time joyfully.
她在狱里服侍那些得了性病又脏又臭的女犯人，高高兴兴。
In prison, she served these female prisoners who had sexually transmitted disease, and she did it joyfully.
怎能如此啊？这就是因神用大能所成就的良善。这良善是神用大能所成就的。
How can this be? This is how God, by His power, was able to fulfill good by His power.
经过苦难，成就良善。
Through difficulties, fulfill good.
有一位传道人，白人，也是个博士。
There was a Caucasian missionary, and also a doctor.
他为了向芝加哥区里的城里的黑人孩子传福音，他带着妻子，带着两个上小学的孩子，特意搬家到黑人区去住。
He, in order to share the gospel with African American children in inner city Chicago, he moved his family, his wife, two kids who were in an elementary school to the inner city to live.
想想看，有我们中间有谁会做这样的事情
？Think about this: who in our midst would do something like that?
这位传道人他打开家门，请黑孩子们到他家来聚会。
But this missionary opened his house, invited these African American children to come and gather.
可是这些孩子一点都不领情。
But these children did not receive his goodwill.
他们一点都不信任这个白人。
They don't believe in this white man.
他们把浇花的水管子插在牧师家的门缝里。
They took a garden hose and stuck it in the door crack of his door.
打开水龙头开关就躲起来了。
And opened the faucet and they hid.
等牧师到晚上回家的时候，房子全都被淹了。
So when the pastor came home at night, he found the house was all flooded.
那他怎么做呢？他把全家人召集在一起，打扫房间，换地毯，收拾屋子。
So what does he do? He gathers up his whole family to clean the house and replace the carpet.
然后再打开门，欢迎这些黑孩子到他们家来听福音。
And he again opened his house to invite these children to come to hear the gospel.
照样的爱他们。
And still loves them.
终于把这些黑孩子也带到神的面前来。
And eventually led them before God's.
这位传道人是我在牧迪读书的时候的老师。
And this missionary was my teacher for missions in school.
他教我们城市宣教学。
He taught us missions.
他用自己的生命经历告诉我什么是良善和信心所成就的功夫。
He used his own life experience to teach me what it meant to fulfill every resolve for good and to do every work of faith.
英国物理学家、电磁学家法拉第
，English physicist and electromagnetist by the name of Michael Faraday，
在他的日记中写道
，He wrote in his journal，
人生有苦难，有重担
，Life consists of difficulties and burdens，
人性有邪恶，有欺凌
，Human nature consists of evil and oppression，
但是到后来，这些都对我有益处。
But in the end, all things are beneficial to me.
苦难竟是化了妆的祝福。
For difficulties are merely blessings in disguise.
人生在一连串不完美中，最后总是完美。
Life in a string of imperfections always finds its perfection in the end.
就如保罗在他书信第一章结尾的时候祷告中所说的。
Just like Paul prayed at the end of chapter 1.
照着我们的神并主耶稣的恩，主耶稣的名在我们身上得荣耀，我们也在他身上得荣耀。
According to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and we may share in his glory.
拨开苦难的包装，神最美善的礼物就是这样的显露出来。
Once we unwrap the package of suffering, God's most beautiful gift is revealed.
歌中唱到，有一件礼物你收到没有？眼睛看不到，你心会知道。这一件礼物在心门外等候，是为了你准备，别人不能收。
There's a song that goes, "There is a gift. Have you received it? Eyes cannot see, but your heart will know."This gift awaits outside your heart's door, is prepared for you, and others cannot receive it.
圣诞节就要到了，这一份从天而来的礼物，你我都真的收到了吗？
Christmas is almost upon us, and this gift from heaven, Have you and I truly received it?
马槽里的婴孩卑微低贱的出生，屈辱痛苦的死亡。
The infant in the manger born a humble birth and died a painful death.
但他却从死里复活，让一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But he resurrected from the dead, so whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
十架上的耶稣，他将从高天驾云而来。
Jesus, who was on the cross, will come again riding on the clouds.
同众天使从天上在火焰中显现，把最宝贵的礼物，就是恩惠、平安和荣耀，赐给一切跟随他的人。
And he will appear with the multitude of angels in flames and give to those who follow him the most precious gift, which is his grace, peace, and glory.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
慈爱的天父，你是应当称颂的。
Loving Father, you are deserving of our praise.
因为你眷顾你的百姓，为我们施行救赎。
Because you thought of us and you gave us salvation.
你在大卫的家中兴起了拯救的脚。
That in the house of David, you raised up the salvation, the seed of salvation.
因你怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
That by your merciful hand, that you led us through a light of mercy.
照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
To light a path in the midst of darkness and lead us onto the path of peace.
谢谢你在2000年前让救主耶稣基督降生在大卫的城中。
Thank you that 2000 years ago you let your son be born in that house in the town of David.
马槽中的圣婴是照亮外邦人的光。
The infant in the manger is the light that shines for the Gentiles.
哦，我们何等有福，我们何等感恩。
How blessed are we and how thankful are we?
求主设立宝座在我们中间。
We ask the Lord that you would bless us.
让我们在主的光中得以见光。
That you would set up your throne in the midst of us that we may see your light.
与主同行直到永远。
That walk with the Lord until eternity.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.